Dave Boer is a lifelong resident of Paxton, Ford County's largest town and the county seat. He remembers the Ford County Record when it was the Paxton Record, a more prosperous newspaper that even published a daily edition.
The Paxton Record, they actually did a pretty good job through most of the time that I was there. Did a good job with local news. It was a good media to get local news and information.
But the Record, which ended its daily edition in 2007, has struggled to survive. As 2019 came to a close, the newspaper's new owners, Community Media Group, or CMG, laid off sports editor Andrew Rostin in a cost-cutting move. News editor Will Brumlevy left the paper, too, and together they started their own weekly, the Ford County Chronicle, with seed money from Rostin's GoFundMe page and Brumlevy's brother, a software engineer. Brumlevy says he felt Rostin got a raw deal, and looking at the Record since he left, he doesn't think the new owners share his and Rostin's commitment to local coverage.
Both of us live in Paxton, and we were like, you know what, our community deserves the news. You know, we thought maybe we could make enough money on our website selling ads that we could at least make it worth our time, you know?
When you lay out their issues side by side, the CMG-owned Ford County Record tends to have the higher page count. But the new Ford County Chronicle has more news and sports coverage of Ford County, nearly all of it written by Brumlevy and Rostin. The Record's Ford County news is supplemented by out-of-town stories from its sister newspapers. Paul Barrett is the Ford County Record's publisher at CMG's Champaign Multimedia Group division. He disclosed his company's intention to stop publishing the Record in a mid-September interview. He says the paper was already ailing when they acquired it along with the Champaign News Gazette in 2019. Barrett wishes the new Ford County Chronicle well and says he thinks small-town weeklies like it may do best with hands-on local owners.
If there is homegrown folks owning and running and dedicating their lives and their livelihood to those small-town newspapers, I think that's the best opportunity for survival, rather than have big companies like us or the Gannettes of the world own these small little papers.
To make the Ford County Chronicle a success, Brumlevy and Rostin must win back former readers who have gotten out of the newspaper habit. That includes Dave Boer, who says that after the Record ended its daily edition and changed owners, he found himself going increasingly online for news. Now he finds most of his news through Facebook, sent to him by friends or offered to him by the Facebook algorithm. Boer isn't completely satisfied by what he gets.
I'm certain that there's things that are going on that I would be interested in that I have no idea is happening because it's algorithmed out, it's buried in a post that I didn't see, or I just scanned past it and it looked like something that would just be nothing but controversy and arguments.
Other challenges facing the new Ford County Chronicle: Ford County's declining population to less than 14,000 in the 2020 census, and Brumlevy and Rostin's lack of experience with the business side of newspapers. Brumlevy says that's led to costly mistakes, like a delay in getting a second-class postal permit. The Chronicle's most recent correction is an increase in its print subscription rate announced in mid-September, although reading the paper's website is still free. Brumlevy says the old rates didn't cover the cost of printing and mailing the newspaper. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.